Hello, and thank you for listening to Simply Grace, the podcast ministry of Grace Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Wesley, and I'd like to hear from you. Please send us a message to 909-683-1182. That's 909-683-1182. Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 13. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. Clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I have said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Dear God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your eyes. Amen. Tonight we remember how Jesus showed us how to love and lead like servants. Jesus washed the disciples' feet in humility, one of the lowliest jobs of antiquity or any time reserved for servants. What is so interesting, however, is the exchange between Jesus and Peter. Peter doesn't want Jesus to wash his feet. Jesus, in response, tells Peter in no uncertain terms to consider his choice carefully. Peter may choose not to have his feet washed, but in doing so, he will also be choosing to have no share with Jesus. Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. It's ironic that at the same time Jesus extols his disciples to be humble like servants, he's so uncompromising with Peter. Some people would say that a good Christian is somebody who goes out of their way to make other people happy. Some people would say that a good Christian would never step on anyone's toes, figuratively, or allow somebody to become emotionally distraught. They would say that just as Jesus was humble like a slave and washed feet, so Christians should do whatever it takes to make other people feel comfortable and happy. The only problem with that kind of thinking is it's not what Jesus did at all. For Jesus to wash feet would be strange, atypical, and it obviously made people, especially Peter, very uncomfortable. If good Christians are supposed to make other people happy and comfortable, then the gospel lesson from tonight would have been very different. You can imagine how the exchange might have been if Jesus' sole mission was to make people happy and comfortable. I would imagine it would go something like this. So Jesus came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Simon, Lord, do you want to wash my feet? Jesus answers him, what I do now, you don't realize, but you will understand hereafter. Peter said to him, never shall you wash my feet. Okay, so far that's the Bible. Now you can imagine if Jesus' mission was just to not make anyone uncomfortable, he might have said this. So Jesus quivered, bowed his head, rubbed his hands together, looked down, avoiding eye contact with Peter, and said unto Peter, I'm sorry, Peter. I didn't want to make you uncomfortable. I had a really nice activity planned to teach servant leadership, but I can tell that I could have picked a better learning activity. It's okay. You don't have to participate if you don't want to. In fact, let my total negation of self be a sign to you of what I meant by washing feet. Just do whatever it takes to make people happy. That, of course, isn't what happened. Instead, Jesus called Peter out on acting childish and said, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. So the real question is, why would Jesus at the same time teach us to be loving, humble servants that wash feet and maintain such a hard and fast boundary with Peter? Perhaps the reason why is that we cannot authentically love anybody without having boundaries. Boundaries begin with ourself, for sticking up for ourselves. Elsewhere, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. To be a servant leader like Jesus means loving yourself and others, even when it's different, atypical, or unusual. This should bring to mind all of the similar stories we have been remembering throughout the season of Lent. Jesus loved people and maintained boundaries. He never compromised on who he was. He maintained difference with Peter. Think about when Peter tried to reprimand Jesus And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." Remember when they were at the top of the mountain and they said, "We'll just stay here where it feels good forever." And Jesus said, "No, we're going down the mountain." Think about last week when Jesus was before Pilate and Pilate said, "All you got to do is say that Caesar is the Son of God and you get off scot-free." And instead, Jesus looks at Pilate in the eye and says, "You say that I'm the Son of God." Think about when Jesus cleared the temple, causing disruption, casting out graven images and idols. The list goes on and on. Loving, serving with boundaries. In the book, Boundaries, by Pastors Cloud and Townsend, the reader is encouraged to think of boundaries like the exterior of your home. Home's a sacred place for each of us, where a person should feel safe. In order to maintain safety, what makes a home? You have walls, windows, a roof, and of course, doors that can open and shut. Same with windows. The pastors who wrote the book Boundaries encourage Christians to think of our own persons, our lives, our time, our whole lives in the same way. A good home doesn't have solid concrete barriers all around it, because then we would all be islands unto ourselves. Nor does a house a wide open gazebo where anything can just pass through. No, a good house has a door that you can open and let someone in, where you can go out, and when the time is appropriate, you close the door and you lock it. We can think of our own lives in a similar way, having boundaries, setting boundaries with ourselves and especially with people that we love. Tonight, we remember the Passover. Thousands of years ago, when Israel was living in Egypt, a terrible plague came and affected the people. It was going to take the life of every firstborn. This was a plague that Pharaoh had chosen. And in order to save life from this plague, God gave instructions that we read about in Exodus, how to prepare the special Passover meal to be ready to escape. But first, how to take the blood of a lamb without blemish and to put it on the doorposts. Why? To create a boundary of protection from the plague. Jesus is our sacrificial lamb, whose blood protects us from sin, death, and the devil. He is a living boundary that saves us. There's only one problem with boundaries. At times, it will make people very upset. Honestly, out there in the world, I'm not talking about us in here, we got it figured out, but everyone else out there, you don't see a lot of good boundaries. It can be fairly uncommon. When you begin to have and set boundaries in your own life and people aren't used to it, you might and probably will at times get very strong emotional reactions from people. They may try many different things to try to get you to compromise on what you know is right. Look at what happened to Jesus. He was crucified because he wouldn't compromise on the truth. He wouldn't worship Caesar and forsake his own identity. But he was fully alive, could face the greatest powers of the world head on and give his life to save us. He was fully alive while physically suffering. The good news is that no amount of suffering or emotional turmoil can ever take you away from the love of God. The psalmist writes, "Precious is the death of the holy ones to God." The psalmist goes on to say, "O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds." Following Jesus, many more Christians died because they refused to worship Caesar. But each person who was willing to give their life as a servant to the truth and their fellow human beings like Jesus, their deaths were not in vain, nor are they today. Why not? Because we are saved by grace through faith, not by our works. Jesus gave his life, his body, and his blood as a servant king to redeem you. He said, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Amen.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Simply Grace, the podcast ministry of Grace Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Wesley, and I'd like to hear from you. Please send us a message to 909-683-1182. That's 909-683-1182.